It's remote and autonomous, and it transmits the data through the cloud to our servers. So it's, you don't need a lot of cables, runs off batteries, so you can collect all those data, and there's not a lot of field costs with, you know, going to collect samples or anything, and the data goes right to your computer.
Do you have to put the sensors in the soil, and how many would you need in a typical quarter section?
Sort of depends on the quarter section and their objectives, because, you know, you've got uplands and lowlands and wet areas, and so it's sort of depends on how many units you'd like to divide the quarter section into, but usually five's a good starting point. They can be, you know, hundreds of meters apart, and we leverage basic data assimilation. Because we're collecting a lot of data at a few points, we get a better idea of what's going on in between those points, so it's kind of a time for space substitution that we get.
In a large province like Saskatchewan, soil sensors definitely do have a role to play.
Definitely. When it comes to food, fuel, and fertilizer, the quicker you can monitor what's going on, the better.
Yeah. Have you been testing your sensors, or where are you at in the process?
We've got a couple of, we're calling them our beta trials. So we had a trial in a year and a bit ago in November, sort of test just how well do they run over the winter time, and we made some changes there, and now we've got a couple of trials in near North Battleford and then near the University of Saskatchewan, and we actually in December put in a few sensors in Australia.
Once they're in the soil, do they stay there or do you have to remove them?
They stay there. They're meant to be year-round and they sit right at the soil surface, so I mean obviously if you tilled the soil that'd wreck them, but they're meant to be robust enough that you can put them in and then you can drive over them and they'll keep on trucking.
How far down do they go?
So the bottom sensor is at about 70 centimeters, and there's one that measures temperature, soil moisture, and salinity. And then the more secret sauce one that's about 20 centimeters, it's meant to be well in the rooting zone. That's where we measure the nitrogen and carbon and also the other things like soil moisture and temperature.
Are there currently other products that do similar things? Because I believe I've talked to Western Sales in Rosetown, and it sounds like they have a sensor that does something very similar. Is yours an improvement on something like that, or is it the same? Just sort of explain, how is it different than what's out there now?
I feel like one of the differentiators of our sensor is that most of what I've seen, you still have to go out and collect samples. And definitely collecting samples is very important, but often it's expensive. And so in the interim, there's a lot that can happen. So you sort of want to fill in the blanks between samples, especially if it comes to, you know, when we get into carbon sequestration and the return on that. So you'd want to know what's happening in the meantime for your 5 years between soil samples.
Is this type of technology, soil sensors, is it really gaining traction on the larger operations in Saskatchewan?
I think I can reveal that we work with Simplot and FCL, some of their ag projects, and they've been very interested in what we've been doing. So that's more for the agricultural end with nutrients. Whereas in Australia, what we're doing is their carbon market is pretty well developed. And so they're looking for ways that are non-remote sensing and non-soil sampling that they can be able to track the carbon better in the soil and be able to give farmers an ROI sooner.
How does the funding that was announced today help your company proceed with your work?
Well, it helps immensely. We're currently upgrading the hardware and the firmware basically to be more robust and to have longer battery life. And then we're also redesigning the form factor that goes into the soil. Whereas before it used to be you get your Dutch auger out, you drill a hole, and if you have nice thick organic soils, it's better. Some of our other sites where it's rocky, it's really time consuming. So now we've developed an aluminum form factor that can be direct pushed into the soil, which makes it a lot easier.
How long before you reach the commercial stage? Do you have a sort of a timeline for that?
My understanding is we're hoping to have larger commercial trials in 2025 for these sensors.
Yep. Anything else that we should know that we didn't cover?
We're committed to putting 300 of these sensors out with our partners this summer, and that should be the last development trial, and then hopefully scale things up in 2025.